A press release from Rauner's office proclaims he's agreed to terms on new collective bargaining agreements with electrical workers, boilermakers, bricklayers, and painters. In all, 17 collective bargaining agreements have been ratified with Rauner at the helm. It may give the impression that for all of his right-to-work bluster, Rauner can get along with labor. The press release goes out of its way to make this point, saying these agreements stand in stark contrast to the ongoing negotiations with AFSCME.
It is baldly misleading.
That's Anders Lindahl, a spokesman for AFSCME.
The issues on the table are totally different.
Lindahl says trade unions have independent health care plans and pay that's often set by the prevailing wage, whereas for AFSCME, insurance and salaries are priorities. In all, Rauner has reached agreements with some 5,000 workers. AFSCME says it and the other unions still at odds with the administration represent 40,000. I'm Amanda Vinicky.